Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is no better show on your radio. This is Around the House with Eric G.
Everybody stop what you're doing, please!
From your back fence to the sidewalk, Eric will tell you how to keep it all in tip-top shape while helping you save a buck while doing it. If you like DIY projects, it takes a lot of practice to get good at it, and Eric is here to guide the way.
These are the wrong plans! These are the old plans!
All that and more on the fastest 2 hours of home improvement radio.
Stop it! Stop what you're doing!
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G. This is the midweek special. This is where we talk about stuff that didn't make it into last week's show. And of course, we're not going to be able to fit it into next week's show. Thanks for joining us today. Well, it's been a crazy week here in the studios because we have our friends with Pyramid Heating and Cooling coming in, and they are putting in a whole brand new Carrier Infinity HVAC system in the office and studios. So we are having a fun time in here with construction. Those guys have been doing a artful work. I mean, it is awesome. I can't be happier than what I am. The quality workmanship has been absolutely stunning. So I just have to send a special thanks out to their team. You know, I've always said, and you've heard me say it on here before, that people ask me, what's your favorite, you know, air conditioning, heater, furnace brand? And I said, first off, you can have the absolute best machine that's the most energy efficient, you know, the quietest, you get the most out of it, the most durable. And if you've got a bad salesperson that misfigured the plan and a bad installer, it doesn't matter what you're putting in because it's going to be jacked up from the beginning. And that is the beautiful part of having a great team working on my place out here. So I want to say thanks to those guys. And we'll have them on the radio show here one of these days and we'll talk more about it. But just wanted to say thanks. I've been having to kind of get up in the mornings earlier and do stuff later because they've been working on the studio. And I know you don't want to hear screw guns and sheet metal in the background, so we'll just let it be that, and we'll try to keep it as quiet as we can in this week's episodes. Well, today, I wanted to talk about style for a minute. You know, there's a style out there that has been a flash in the pan over the last probably 7 years that has been dying a death quickly, I think, and that style is Hollywood Regency. Some of you people out there I know are going, what is Hollywood Regency? You know, some people will get a little uppity and call it Regency Modern, but it's a style that describes, you know, the interior design and landscape architecture, mostly inside. But, you know, it is a bold use of color with contrast, tons of glass, tons of mirror, tons of Lucite plastic, and it is meant to kind of give you the look of lavish glamour of yesterday in Hollywood, right? But I'll tell you what, that style has been dying a death. And it's been interesting. You know, what was there 7 years ago, you know, let's say 7 to 10 years ago, it was super hot. You would see a lot of this style in maybe the Z Gallery stores across the country. You'd see some of that stuff. But I tell you what, there are elements that have gone on. But I tell you what, that style is just absolutely disappearing quickly. Now, some of it's going to mid-century. Some of it's twisting. I think the next style to come back is going to be some of those, you know, Victorian era stuff, I think, is the next thing we'll see. I still think the mid-century modern and the modern stuff is going to be still hot because it always is. But really, I think we're at the weaning last days of Hollywood Regency. as I grab a sip of my coffee here. You know, it's interesting. I think that we're in a style change right now. And typically, it seems to me that style changes, much like music, tend to start changing in the middle of a decade. You know, a lot of the big hit stuff, a lot of the big music changes would happen kind of mid-decade. And I think we're really putting Hollywood Regency to bed right now. I think there will be pieces of it that will be still in, but really, I think that era is gone. You know, with the silvers and the golds and the mirrors and all that, you know, lacquered walls where they're high gloss, all of that look, I think, is on its last dying days. So when it comes to style, which we haven't talked that much here on Around the House with Eric G, when it comes to this stuff, here's what I want to talk about today. That style is definitely gone. You're not seeing that style. 10 years ago, you'd see it all in Target and that kind of stuff, and I really think that's gone. I think the Chip and Joanna Gaines stuff really took it over 5 years ago and really kind of made that the way to go as far as the country living stuff. But really, I think style-wise, we're going to go into kind of two different roads coming down the road. I think we're going to start going into that. Some of the beauty of the Victorian era will be coming back, because that's something that hasn't been around for a while, so that's kind of next due up, as we say. And I think coming back, we're going to still see new modern stuff. We're going to see, you know, many of what I would call our, you know, Gen Z, millennial folks really tuning into the more modern stuff. And I think that's where some of their love of classic stuff will bring back some of that, you know, Victorian era type of stuff. Now, it could be off a little bit from that, but I think that's where we're going to be seeing those style coming back. So if you're designing a place right now, what am I going to do then? I kind of like that, but if it's going out and I'm going to have some resale value, what am I going to do? You know, just be tasteful with it. You could still do something that is a, you know, has those Hollywood Regency feels to it, but something that you can swap out really easy. Would I go and lacquer your walls and make them bright and shiny? Heck no. That's way too much work, and it's not going to turn out well when you have to go back and redo it again. That's going to be a heck of a mess. But some of these other details, like the bold colors, you can use that today. That's big. You know, the mixing of metals where you're seeing the silver and golds and all those pieces. Yeah, it's cool. Could you have some fun with Art Deco? Yeah, Art Deco is awesome. I still love Art Deco. But just kind of keep in mind of the style you're doing. Stay on top of your trends. Now, I always encourage people to do what they love inside their house, because that is your place. That is your home. That is your castle. That is a great place to put out your personality. The only time that really makes a difference is when you're looking to sell it. If you're looking to sell it, man, got to be careful. You want that mass appeal on the inside. So I would do things that update the style, but maybe not bring everything back that you're going to have to redo or the new homeowner is going to have to do. So you want to go mass appeal on that. So you want to do something classy, something cool, but just don't get too bold, because bold might scare some people away. Paint colors, people can paint it. But at the same time, you want people to come in and get in a bidding war on it. They want to love it. And with housing prices across the country, be really careful of that, because you want to get as many people trying to buy your place, just as you want to go out and find something that's horribly painted when you're buying it, because you can go back and paint it, and maybe those people get scared away from having to do that. So that's one of those things that I want you to be careful of. But really, have some fun with color. Have some fun with style. You know, mixed metals are big right now. You know, I've got in my kitchen, for instance, a black and brushed gold faucet. I've got two different metals that are primary in my house. I've got a matte black and then that brushed gold in the kitchen. Those are all things that are fun for me. And if they're not fun for you, don't do it. You know, there's so much fun you could have inside your house with stuff without going crazy on it. And that's the key right there. Well, we're going to have a fun show coming up this weekend on Around the House with Eric G. We're going to be talking about some accessibility into your TV entertainment system, if you've got maybe someone in your family with ALS, or they've got, you know, maybe they're blind and they need to get around the home entertainment system a little better, we've got some cool new technology out there that helps people navigate that, and that's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be talking with Samsung on some brand new appliances out there that are ridiculous. You can now get, I think, 135 different colors. If you want that navy blue fridge, they can do it for you. As well as so many other things with air filtration and stuff that they've got going on. That's going to be super cool. And then, of course, outside of those interviews, we have a lot of other stuff we're going to be doing as well. For instance, we're going to be talking about where you can use PVC pipe inside your house, where not to use it. And, of course, your top things not to do in 2021. That list is changing rapidly. But there are some things that that as a remodeler, designer, and even as a homeowner that we used to do 3 years ago, that I'm going to say it'd be a bad idea right now if you're doing it now. All that and more coming up this weekend on Around the House with Eric G. All right, everybody, have a great rest of the week. Thanks for tuning in today. Tomorrow we'll have our Pro Insider, and then a great show coming up on Saturday that I hope can help you be inspired to take on your own project. All right, everybody, have a great rest of the week. Happy Wednesday. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Around the House with Eric G. is produced by Designed by Eric G. in association with Salem Media and distributed nationally by the Sun Broadcast Group. All rights reserved. Copyright 2020 Designed by Eric G. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast of all of our shows at AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with caulk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Hey, it's Eric G. from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand-molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.